From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has named a new national security advisor, selecting Army Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster. He also announced Army Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, who had been his acting advisor, will serve as chief of staff at the National Security Council.
He's a man of tremendous talent and tremendous experience. I watched and read a lot over the last 2 days. He is highly respected by everybody in the military, and we're very honored to have him. He also has known for a long time General Keith Kellogg, who I also have gotten to know, and he's a terrific man, and they're going to be working together. And Keith is going to be chief of staff, and I think that combination is something very, very special.
McMaster replaces Michael Flynn, the retired general who resigned after it was revealed he was not completely forthcoming with Vice President Mike Pence about a conversation he had with Russia's U.S. ambassador. Pence Monday said he supported the resignation decision.
I was disappointed to learn that the facts that had been conveyed to me by General Flynn were inaccurate. But we honor General Flynn's long service to the United States of America, and I fully support the president's decision to ask for his resignation.
McMaster has won wide praise as a good selection. The National Security Advisor does not require Senate confirmation. The government of Democratic Republic of Congo has dismissed a video purportedly showing an army massacre of civilians as the work of anonymous amateurs, insisting it's not the government's job to prove the innocence of the army. The DRC called on the accusers to provide proof. The video shows a group of uniformed men opening fire and walking among bodies at the village of Mwanzalomba in rest of Kasai region. A U.S. spokesman condemned what he called heinous abuses. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis in Baghdad Monday met Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi and other Iraqi officials, praising the Iraqi armed forces as they seek to liberate the northern city of Mosul from Islamic State, also known as Daesh.
They have been outstanding in watching out for the people that they're trying to liberate from Daesh, but at the same time defeat Daesh decisively. And I salute the operation in Mosul so far. Been very professionally carried out against tough resistance, and to see them back in the fight again today as they free the rest of Mosul.
Those forces in the second day of operations against IS defenders in western Mosul fought toward the city's airport, led by federal police and interior ministry units. Colombia's Marxist rebels are surrendering weapons to the UN after thousands reached designated demobilization zones Monday. President Juan Manuel Santos was on hand, saying, despite many obstacles and challenges, we've reached this phase, a phase he called irreversible. The Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, signed a peace agreement late last year to put an end to Latin America's longest-running armed conflict. Votes are still being tabulated following Sunday's presidential election in Ecuador. The leftist ruling party's candidate, Lenin Moreno, maintains a lead over his closest rival, former banker Guillermo Lasso, but remains just short of the 40% vote required and 10% lead to avoid an April runoff. Britain's upper house of Lords has begun debate on legislation authorizing Britain's exit from the European Union. The unelected chamber is seeking amendments to guarantee Parliament has a say in the negotiations. Baroness Smith leads the Labour opposition.
We will not block, wreck or sabotage the legislation before us. Whatever our personal views, disappointments and genuine concerns for the future, that is not the role of this House. But I've also said, neither should we provide the government with a blank check.
The Lords cannot overrule the elected House of Commons, which has already passed the bill. Any amendments would have to go back to the lower house for approval. That could delay Prime Minister Theresa May's timeline, begin a 2-year period of exiting the EU. At least 5 people killed Monday in Guinea's capital in protests sparked by a teacher strike. The strike launched earlier this month against the government decision to dismiss or cut the salaries of some teachers. At least 5 people were killed Tuesday when a small plane crashed into a shopping mall shortly after takeoff. From a Melbourne, Australia airfield, engine failure appears to have been the cause. Asian markets generally higher in Tuesday trading. Investors in China expecting the worst is behind the world's second biggest economy. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.